Now, we've spoken a lot about the fans down under and the ones that have travelled a great distance to support our women in green. But what's it like for fans and, more importantly, the family members of the team that are watching and screaming at the team here at home? Well, midfielder Cork's Denise O'Sullivan's sister, Sinead, she's on the line. Sinead, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thanks for taking the call. Come here.
No bother.
It's not how they wanted to be going into the final group game, but the girls can really hold their heads up high today. How proud are you of the of Denise and the rest of the girls?
Oh my God, we're so proud of them. I mean, Jesus, look what they've done. What they've done. They've made history, haven't they? They've made history. And you know what? They can go into this game today, win, lose, draw, and hold their heads up and come home. They're just, the whole nation are behind them. You know that from the start. So it's amazing. The support alone has been off the wall. Back down here in Cork, you know. I mean, we're over here. Now, today we're having it. Denise started to start playing soccer in the youth centre. It's a big youth centre in the north side of it's Knockinheeny, where she's from. Mm-hmm. So we said for the third game, where will we go? Where will we watch it? And we said, you know what? We'll go over there. So there's big screens inside now. Everyone's having breakfast. It's a great crack, actually. And half the community are going to come there now and support it and watch it with us. So, oh, she's brilliant. She's fantastic.
And listen to me. Was it always Denise's dream to get to the World Cup? You mentioned that she started playing when she was 8. Is that right?
Younger, I'd say Denise is playing since she's 4, to be honest.
Wow.
Obviously, the ball in the hand when she was 4 and then started playing with all the, I suppose, the youth centre where I am this morning. And then went on to play with the boys and then continued to build it up. Then her dream, 100% was to make it to the World Cup, and she's after doing it.
And
I said to her, I said to her two days ago, you could do it again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can do it again, you know? So... they're amazing. All the girls are amazing. They played fantastic. They put, and you know what? I just think they were just unlucky. You know, the luck wasn't there for them. And unfortunately, with the game against Canada, it just didn't go their way.
And it was a tough group.
Tough.
Yeah.
But look who they're up against too. You know, they're up. They're what? Like, it's all world class players they're playing against. And the girls are at that level now. I think the girls now going forward know what to expect. This is an experience from. They know what to go. They know what to face now, don't they? So, you know,
I'm sure she's well able to hold her nerve because Marie was telling me she lives in the States playing for a top team over there. But playing for your country, I'm sure, would bring a different level of nerves and stress.
I think so too. And I think that for each one of the girls, their nerves, and you know yourself, you know, for the first game, I mean, 85,000, to have 85,000 around you and singing your national anthem, imagine it. I mean, oh my God. But I think, you know what, overall, I think, you know, they've done the country really, really proud. They're amazing. Like, so... yeah, we're all very proud down in Cork anyway. I'm proud of all of them.
Oh, you are. I can hear it, I can feel it. Will you go up to Dublin for the homecoming?
We will, yeah, we'll take her. She's not actually, she's gone straight back to America. That's the only downfall, is we won't see her. Got it. She's gone back. She's like, Denise was, I suppose she was initially meant to be coming back for the homecoming Thursday.
Yeah.
But with Denise being in America, she's going to take a direct flight, which will probably take her 26 hours to get to America. So she decided to make that choice and go straight back to America, because if she'd have to come back here, she'd have to get another flight back to America.
Australia.
So, and you know, Denise has to go back and train straight away and probably has a match as well. So, you know, so she has to kind of do what she has to do, I suppose, you know.
I'd say throughout her life, she's had to make a lot of sacrifices for the game.
Oh God, yeah. But she's after sacrificing her whole life, isn't she?
Yeah.
It's her whole life, you know. I mean, imagine the dedication you're putting into it. It's her life. She wakes up in the morning and all she does is play soccer all day long. That's it. You know, the way we do our jobs. Mm-hmm. That's her job. It's amazing, isn't it? It's great, though, isn't it? To do something that you love.
Absolutely, I mean, incredible. And she's doing so proud. So tell us, so what's it like there? So where? Just mention again where you're watching the game.
We're watching it in the youth centre in Knockinheny. It's the Community Youth Centre, Knockinahini, yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, listen, tell everybody down there I said hello. Thanks for taking the call. Enjoy the game. And hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Sinead.
Yeah,
Bye. There we go. Sinead O'Sullivan, midfielder, Denise O'Sullivan's sister there, who is very much looking forward to Ireland's final group match in the FIFA's Women's World Cup against Nigeria. It kicks off in a little over an hour's time. And we'll be back right after this.